Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast, brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset on the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Exactly. Real stuff.
Okay, imagine this. You wake up and the marketing world just feels different, like fundamentally different than even 6 months back. The pace is just relentless, right? So much information, and now AI isn't just theory, it's part of the daily grind. How do you keep your team, your whole marketing function, not just surviving, but actually leading? If you're a CMO trying to navigate all this volatility, yeah, this is essential listening. We want to help you find a clear path forward.
Exactly. We've picked out four really pivotal articles that shed light on leading marketing in this AI era. We'll look at the big strategic conversations, you know, what leaders are talking about. Then there's the back end stuff, the infrastructure that's suddenly front and center, plus the absolute necessity of good data and this almost startling urgency around AI adoption we're seeing across the board. Our goal isn't just info, it's like actionable understanding.
Let's do it.
So kicking off with Adweek, what CMOs really want from Khan this year. And yeah, it seems like we're past the buzzwords. Marketers heading to Cannes aren't just looking for hype anymore. They want, well, concrete answers on AI for efficiency, effectiveness, sure, but also trust, differentiation, and keeping that human touch.
It's really interesting how the conversation's shifting. Maggie Schmerin, she's the VP Global Marketing at United Airlines. She really nailed this. She's focused on how AI shapes creativity, personalization, the brand experience. But her big word, trust.
Trust, yeah. Makes sense for an airline.
Right, but she makes the point it's crucial for everyone. Building a brand people genuinely believe in, especially when AI is mediating more interactions, it's fundamental.
And goes beyond just business metrics, too. Abba Blankson, the CMO at the NAACP, she frames this whole moment as something bigger, cultural, economic, almost existential. Yeah, she talks about power shifting away from institutions towards individuals, creators. So for brands, it's not enough to just, you know, run a campaign. You got to be bold, have a real purpose, actually listen to what's happening culturally, and lead with strategy. It's about that long-term cultural investment.
That really connects with what Joy Allen Altamira from Saucony is saying. She talks about regenerative creativity and AI human collaboration, moving from just storytelling to story doing. So your creative needs that authenticity, that integrity baked in.
Exactly. It's like your creative process itself needs to be designed for impact, almost, you could say, engineered for performance, so that every campaign lives out the brand values. It doesn't just talk about them.
And then there's the talent piece. Dara Treseder, CMO at Autodesk, she points out we're moving past the AI buzz. And she has data. They looked at job listings, nearly 3 million since 2022. Mentions of AI skills. Up over 640%.
Wow, 640%.
Yeah. So AI fluency isn't some niche tech skill anymore. It's becoming a baseline expectation.
Right.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Your talent strategy needs to reflect that, like yesterday.
And linking that to the bigger picture, Raja Menar at MasterCard highlights how AI is evolving. It's moving beyond just generative AI, the content creation stuff, to become more agentic.
Agentic. What does that mean exactly?
Think of it like AI that doesn't just suggest an email, but actually sends it, tracks the replies, maybe even decides the next best action all on its own. It's more autonomous.
Okay, got it. That sounds like a game changer.
It really is. And it totally upends things like traditional search. So Raja Menar argues brands now need this robust system thinking approach. They need it to stand out from what he calls an AI-driven sea of sameness.
Through authentic cultural engagement, right?
Precisely, because as Kelly Mahoney from Ulta Beauty points out, even with all this tech,
the human connection.
Exactly. Personalizing at scale is vital, yes, but she says the human connection, the spark, the emotion will always set us apart. You can't automate genuine feeling.
And Todd Kaplan at Kraft Heinz, he talks about using AI to fuel marketing that happens.
Yeah, I like that phrase. It's not just about the big planned campaigns. It's about fostering a creative culture that uses AI to jump on cultural moments, to cut through the clutter fast, building an organization that's nimble, responsive, where marketing feels almost spontaneous because the whole system is, well, engineered for performance in real time.
Okay, so summing up this first piece. For you, the CMO, AI isn't a trend. It's an imperative for engineered performance in creativity, personalization, efficiency. You need that system thinking approach, integrating AI strategically, but always prioritizing trust, human connection, and real engagement to stand out. That's how you win.
Well said. It's a big shift in mindset.
Definitely.
Okay, let's shift gears now to the back end. Our second piece is from CSM Wire. Why modern CMOs can't ignore back end infrastructure anymore? This one argues your role, the CMO role, is stretching way beyond just messaging now. It's getting into back end decisions that really hit performance, visibility, customer experience.
Yeah, this is so crucial. You don't need to suddenly become a coder, obviously. But having a solid grasp conceptually of your infrastructure, you know, site speed, hosting, how data flows. So that's table stakes now. It's not some back office thing anymore. These are strategic levers that directly impact your brand's ability to deliver that that engineered performance we talked about.
And here's where AI comes back in again, isn't it? Things like ChatGPT, these large language models or LLMs, they're changing how people find stuff online.
Completely. They favor content that's structured, easy for them to read and understand. It's a shift from just keywords and backlinks, you know, traditional SEO.
So if your website content is messy or hard to parse,
it might just get ignored by these AI gatekeepers. Your brilliant messaging might never even reach the audience because the AI couldn't make sense of the plumbing behind it.
Wow. Okay, so what's the move then? How do you make your content AI compatible?
It means thinking about LLM optimization. Focusing on things like clean formatting, good metadata, clear page structure, it requires this deep orchestration between your creative folks and your tech teams.
So the skill isn't coding. It's asking the right questions.
Yeah.
And getting the right people talking.
That's it, exactly. Knowing what to ask and making sure marketing, IT, content, data, they're all working together in sync.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Precisely. Gartner actually found 65% of marketing orgs have centralized some functions already just to get more efficient operationally. Think about a retail CMO adding, say, a technical content strategist to their team, that kind of bridging role. This holistic orchestration across departments, it's not just nice to have, it's essential now to execute strategy effectively at the technical level.
Okay, so the takeaway here. Real engineered performance means embracing the tech backend with that system thinking. Fostering cross-functional orchestration is key for visibility and customer experience in this new AI-driven search world. It's connecting strategy all the way down.
You got it. It's about the whole system working together.
All right, next up, data, Article 3 from Marketing Dive. The importance of quality third-party data in AI-driven personalization. It starts with a big stat. 71% of consumers expect personalization. 76% get frustrated without it. So, yeah, personalization isn't optional. It's the baseline.
Totally. And AI is amazing for this, right? Dynamic ads, automated recommendations, optimizing journeys on the fly.
But garbage in, garbage out.
Exactly. AI needs fuel. And that fuel is data, complete, relevant, high-quality data. If the data's bad, your AI spits out irrelevant messages, wastes money, and erodes trust fast. So your AI enablement journey really starts with getting the data right. The fuel needs to be high octane.
And first-party data, the stuff you collect yourself, that's gold. But it's not always the full picture, is it?
Rarely is. That's where third-party data still comes in. Even with all the changes around cookies and privacy, it fills gaps, helps build richer audience profiles, finds new potential customers, and stitches together identities in this fragmented online world.
But responsibly sourced, right?
Yeah,
that's key.
Absolutely critical. The article mentions providers like IOTA as examples of ethical, privacy-compliant sources. Using data like that responsibly helps you get better context, which allows for smarter orchestration of all your data inputs for your AI models.
It's not just set it and forget it automation, though.
No way. AI scales personalization like crazy, but you still need the human touch. Emotional intelligence, brand authenticity, making ethical calls. That's more important than ever. You, the CMO, need to guide the AI to reflect brand values, actively fight bias, be transparent. Trust is earned, remember, not automated.
So how do you strike that balance? Automation efficiency versus human oversight?
That's the strategic tightrope. Used right, AI plus good data anticipates needs, delivers relevant content, boosts ROI, constantly optimizes. It's that sweet spot of AI enablement guided by human strategy and ethics.
So the big takeaway for CMOs, unlocking AI enablement for personalization. It means investing in complete, compliant, contextual data, including high-quality third-party sources. It demands careful orchestration of data inputs and a real commitment to human oversight and ethics to build that crucial customer trust.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Data governance and ethics are paramount.
Okay, final article. This one's from the Wall Street Journal. Why companies are already all in on AI after arriving late to everything else. And it looks at this pretty striking thing. Companies are jumping on AI way faster than they did with the internet or mobile or social media back in the day.
It's a huge shift in corporate behavior, yeah.
Yeah.
McKinsey found 88% of enterprises are already doing some kind of AI transformation. And Athena Kanyura at PepsiCo, she put it very directly. She said there's this pervasive true fear at the senior leadership level that AI will fundamentally disrupt the business model at its core.
Wow. So it feels existential this time.
For many, yes. And why the speed? Well, partly because AI adoption often doesn't need massive new physical infrastructure like previous shifts did. The big investment is more in data infrastructure, governance, security, things companies might already be working on.
And they can measure it.
That seems key. PepsiCo has this strict rule. Every AI project must have a clear top line and bottom line impact, tracked, measured, before launch. Kanyura points to very significant bottom line impact already, customer service efficiency, better sales, even boosting employee productivity by letting AI handle routine stuff so people do higher value work.
So AI enables growth without just hiring more people in the same old ways. That's real engineered performance.
Exactly. And they're using it practically, machine learning for demand planning, generative AI for R&D, logistics, customer support via Salesforce agents handling basic queries. It's applying across the business.
What about the challenges? LLMs aren't perfect, right? Mm-hmm. They can lack context sometimes.
True. The article notes PepsiCo addresses this by building within existing platforms like Salesforce and using things like semantic layers and APIs.
Semantic layers and APIs. Breaking those down.
Sure. A semantic layer is like a translation layer for your data, making sure different systems understand data labels the same way. So CRM data makes sense to your supply chain AI, for instance. And APIs are just the standard ways software programs talk to each other, share data.
Okay, so it's about smart integration.
Yeah, it shows that deliberate system thinking, again, tackling the technical hurdles strategically.
Yeah.
And look, while McKinsey says only maybe 5% of AI adopters have seen major bottom line impact in one area so far, executives see the risks of AI mostly as management challenges. But the risk of not adapting, that's seen as the real existential threat now.
Right, so the final CMO takeaway. Embrace AI enablement like it's essential for survival, because it probably is. Prioritize projects with clear, measurable impact, demonstrate that engineered performance. Invest smartly in data foundations, platform integration, and think hard about how human roles need to change to leverage AI for real growth and value.
It's a proactive stance, absolutely necessary.
Okay, let's pull this all together then. What we've seen today is that this AI marketing mindset isn't about the tech hype. It's about fundamental strategic shifts that are reshaping your role, the CMO role, and your whole organization's future.
Yeah, we started with AI's strategic importance, moving beyond buzzwords to focus on trust, purpose, human connection. Then the back end, how infrastructure requires system thinking for performance.
And the crucial role of data, how AI enablement needs quality fuel and careful orchestration for personalization that builds trust.
And finally, that sense of urgency around adoption, the need for measurable engineered performance, because failing to adapt feels like the biggest risk of all now. Success really means developing this holistic, forward-looking AI marketing mindset.
Absolutely. So here's a final thought to chew on as you navigate this. In a world where AI is fast becoming just, standard operating procedure, baseline capability for everyone, how will your brand use it not just to optimize, but to truly innovate, to fundamentally redefine your unique value, maybe create something entirely new? That's all the time we have for this deep dive. This episode of the Mindset Podcast was brought to you by Martecture. Get into the AI marketing mindset. On the go. In under 15 minutes, stay ahead with our newsletter and podcast packed with the latest in AI plus marketing. Real research, real case studies, real insights.
Real stuff.
Real stuff.
See you next time.